show is brought to you by our friends at 98.7 Frank FM, online at frankfmradio.com, and on the always free to download Frank FM Radio app.
Frank FM plays the greatest music of all time and has the biggest playlist of songs on the radio in Hampshire. Frank features all your favorite songs from Billy Joel, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, and Huey Lewis in the News. Frank cranks Queen, Aerosmith, Hall & Oates, The Eagles, Pat Benatar, and The Rolling Stones too. 98.7 Frank FM prides itself on being the station that everyone can enjoy at home, in the car, and at work.
98.7 Frank FM is the soundtrack of the Seacoast and the soundtrack of Exeter football. And don't forget to go to frankfmradio.com for information about local events and sign up to win cool prizes.
All right. Welcome to the CB Show. You are tuning into episode 3, week 3 of the NFL season. We are your hosts, Caleb and Brayden.
And now for the Exeter Seahawks recap brought to you by Frank FM.
This was the junior division JV team. They were facing Winneconnet. We got to go watch their game, and here's how it went. So, what do you think the team did, an overall performance? Like, how do you think they did?
I think they did a good job blocking and a good job gang tackling.
Yeah, their defense was outstanding. I think their blocking was better than ours week one. Shout out to, what's his name?
Jay Sean.
Yeah.
The Bus.
Shout out to Jay Sean. Other words, The Bus. He was a beast out there. He could play on our team.
Yeah.
He's so good. He'd be on the left side of the field, run a diagonal to the right, and then just take it to the end zone. I think he had like a 50-yard touchdown the one night. He just wouldn't give up.
Yeah.
Just kept moving his feet, which is what every coach wants to see.
Also, shout out to Mason Rosati. He had a couple really good passes, a couple for scoring.
He's been pretty good at QB. Play calling looked good. And snapping.
Like, could get the snaps off.
Yeah.
Make decent decisions in the pocket.
The ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing pretty good.
Looking pretty good.
What do you think their team could improve on overall?
I think definitely containing the outside. They let a couple plays go to the outside for big yardage, and I think they just need to limit that.
That's the defensive ends that have to contain. And if that gets too outside, then I think it's the cornerback's job.
Mm-hmm. And you also, as a cornerback, need to get the first hit to slow them down.
Jay Sean was also going.
Yeah, Jay Sean. Jay Sean
was also going crazy on defense too.
The Bus.
Jay was going right through everyone.
My favorite play of the game, has to be when the Bus took the handoff, headed to the left side. A couple defenders there, so he cuts back, runs across the field, and scores a 50-yard touchdown.
Yeah,
has to be my favorite play of the game.
Kudos to Mason for actually being able to handle the snap and give a good handoff for him to actually be able to keep going upfield instead of having to wait and take the ball.
And he wasn't like just sitting there doing nothing after he made the handoff. He was out there blocking too.
Yeah,
he did pretty good on that play. Good overall play by the Seahawks. Yes, there was a turning point. There was a turning point in this game, I feel like, because it was a very low-scoring first half, maybe like 6-0.
I think it was 6-0.
6-0. And then they just turned it on in the second half. Final score, 19-0. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. You get a shutout on Winneconnet, your rival.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, turned it on in the second half. Everything was clicking for them. I think they did a really good job.
How does their varsity do? Because that's really what their record depends on. I think they would take it all the way to the championship if they didn't have to rely on them.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Looking forward to future games. Keep it up. You guys are doing good.
Can't wait to see You guys play another game.
Mm-hmm. Fantasy football 4-1-1. Brayden, you got any fantasy tips for us?
I got a couple. You know, setting your lineup and checking it for injury reports. It's always a big deal. It could cost you a game if one player's out, like a running back or a wide receiver. Always looking at the waiver wire, see if anyone's good up there that's like a little sleeper. And just checking even your bench players when they put up points. Like, I had a running back who I thought was going to start over another running back. And I think it was Damian Pierce and Nico Collins. Like, I'll have one player who's starting over another player, but that starting player was on the bench. So you just got to watch out to see who you should put out your starters. And, yeah. Injury report. I got Aaron Rodgers out for season. He will be returning next year, Jets fan. He already announced it. Austin Eckler, he's out, right? Mm-hmm. And Aaron Jones, where are the people out?
Also, J.K. Dobbins is on the IR, out for the season. Cooper Kupp, we know, is out for 4 weeks.
Yep.
I don't know about any questionables. I know Travis Kelce was questionable coming into this game. Yeah. He ended up playing, though, so... Nothing really major going on there. Now we have fantasy point leaders in key positions. I think once Justin Jefferson starts getting some touchdowns instead of just insane amounts of receiving yards and receptions, I think he's going to be even more productive in your wide receiver one slot. And Devontae Smith had a good game. I think DeAndre Swift came into this game as the backup, but I think that he just proved his point why he should be starting over Kenneth Gainwell.
Yeah. I mean, he looks better. I don't understand why you wouldn't start him in the first place. It just doesn't make that much sense to me. Which players are struggling to put up fantasy?
Easy. Jamar Chase, Josh Jacobs, Joe Burrow, yep. Basically your entire Cincinnati's team, but Cincinnati has lost to the Browns and the Ravens. Not looking good.
Falling back to being the regular
Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, I would not be surprised if Jamar Chase or Joe Burrow would like to get out of this organization. Would not be surprised. But
yeah, it's the coaching.
I don't even think it's the coaching. It's not even bad play calling. They're just not executing well. Their O-line isn't blocking for Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow isn't getting any blocks from the O-line. He's not throwing good balls to his wide receiver. The Jamar Chase hasn't been getting targeted as much. T. Higgins had 8 targets and no catches. Joe Burrow can't really do anything about that in the first week. This week, he had 2 touchdowns, so he did pretty good. But I think that entire Cincinnati Bengals team is not putting up the ideal amount of points.
Yeah, they're just not it. Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon's not doing... Well, he had a decent game. He had like 13 points. He'd be a decent flex, but I wouldn't have him as a wide receiver one, or a running back one or two.
And I also have Josh Jacobs at running back one or two, and yeah, still good.
They don't utilize him as much as they should.
They utilized him so much last year.
Mm-hmm. I think also McCaffrey is someone that you never put on your bench except for your bye week. Or if he's hurt, which he's very injury prone. But if he stays healthy, I think McCaffrey has a breakout year and 9 to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Especially looking at their defense.
matchups, we got the San Francisco 49ers and the New York Giants. This one's a no-brainer. I'm taking the Giants.
Just kidding. I'm taking the 49ers. There is no way that the 49ers don't lose this game. You have healthy Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy, and George Kittle, all on the same offense, and you have a stout defense, and you play the Giants. There is no way that you lose this game. I have to take the Niners on this one.
Take the Niners. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, guarantee you he's going to have a good game. Giants' defense is terrible. I think the passing is going to be great. Brock Purdy's going to have a good game, and the defense is going to shut down the Daniel Jones and the Giants.
Now we have the Seahawks coming off a loss. Or no. Seahawks coming off a win.
A win in overtime.
And
against
Lions. And then you have the Carolina Panthers, who I don't think.
They have
played yet. Yeah. So I'm going to have to take the Seahawks on this one. Looked good. Look good. Getting Noah Fant involved as the tight end. I think he's going to have a good year. I think they were spreading the ball around a lot. Seahawks just have to limit the holding. That call could have been very controversial. I don't think the Panthers' defense is going to be able to stop them. And I don't think the Panthers' offense with rookie Bryce Young is going to be that effective. Considering it's his first year, first or second week, I don't think that it's going to be the greatest game. But I'm going to have to take Seahawks on this one.
Okay. I mean, yeah, because Panthers, Bryce Young, don't get me wrong, he's good. Not the best, though. Next up, we got the Steelers versus the Raiders. I think I'm going to have to take the Raiders on this one just because
I think that they're just better.
They play pretty good.
On paper, they're just better. No, they lost like 38-10. Or 38-17. Yeah. But the Bills. But Josh Allen had a good game. He just needs to limit the interceptions. Need to get Diggs involved more. And the Raiders need to get Josh Jacobs involved more. It's pathetic that they don't, because he is a Pro Bowl running back, top five in the league, in my opinion, and they're not giving him many touches or opportunities to show what he can actually do.
They're not giving him any
blocks. No. And all this talk in the offseason about Kenny Pickett being the quarterback that's going to take him to the Super Bowl, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. I'm going to take Raiders in this one.
Taking Raiders. Just guys, to let you know, Josh Jacobs, good running back. Doesn't always matter about fantasy points. Like, someone can have a bad game, 10 fantasy points, if you guys think that's bad. But he can have a good game with, a rushing touchdown, a couple of touches. So it doesn't always matter on the fantasy point.
Next matchup, Eagles-Bucks. No-brainer. Eagles. Eagles on this one.
Okay, Eagles. Bucks, a 2-0 good start, but it's coming to an end here. I don't think Baker Mayfield is going to be able to get a win against the Eagles.
I don't either.
Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, DeAndre Swift, all those good threats. I don't think they can pull it off. And their defense is good. Not
going to
happen.
No. Just Philly has too many threats, and there's not enough people on Tampa Bay that can stop them. So I have to take Eagles on this one.
I'm
going to
take Eagles.
Next matchup, we have the Bengals and the Rams. I'm going to take Bengals. I know that they're 0-2, but they are playing the Rams, and the Rams, since their Super Bowl run, have not been very good.
And I think that the Bengals might have the opportunity to show that they can actually be a somewhat functioning football team. And I think they're going to come out with a win against LA.
Yeah, I think Joe Burrow, after the talk that's going to be going around around social media, is going to see that. He's going to want to put up a good game. So I'm going to have to take the Bengals on this one.
Next matchup, we got the Chiefs and the Bears. Taking Chiefs on this one. Bears, it's just Justin Fields throws too many interceptions and it ends up costing them. Otherwise, they might actually have a shot. Kansas City.
DJ Moore and Moore.
Kansas.
He had two receptions.
For like 65 yards.
For 65 yards. You don't give him the ball after, like, I think they give him the ball like once or twice after that. Something like that, I don't know. It's annoying though.
They just need to limit the interceptions. If Justin Fields doesn't throw as many picks as he did, he threw two picks, one for a pick six. And I think if he doesn't, and he keeps the ball under control, and he uses his legs, throws decent passes downfield to DJ Moore, like you said, I think that they might have a shot. But if they don't do that, Casey is going to win every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And Casey doesn't even look that strong this year.
Yeah, Casey's not going to be the best team this year. Patrick Mahomes, happy birthday, but you were not looking good against the Jaguars that week.
No.
I mean, the fact that they almost won that is...
They only needed a touchdown and a two-point conversion.
Next up, we have the Saints versus the Packers. I'm taking the Packers on this one. Jordan Love is looking really good.
Just needs to get more accurate.
Yeah.
That last drive was abysmal.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be... I mean, Aaron Jones going to be back?
I have no clue.
Well, I think I'm taking the Packers anyway. The Saints, I mean, Derek Carr and Michael...
I might take the Saints.
Derek Carr and Michael Thomas.
I'm going to take the Saints on this one. Saints... It's not a very good matchup, in my opinion. I think that if Aaron Jones is in, I'm going to take the Packers. But if he's not, I'm going to take the Saints. Just because the Saints have a decent enough offense that the Packers' defense, I don't think, is going to be able to do much. Atlanta's offense is worse, in my opinion, besides... Bijan Robinson. Otherwise, Saints offense is better. And Packers lost to Atlanta. So I have to take Saints, depending or not Aaron Jones playing. Next matchup, we have the Bills versus the Commanders. I'm going to have to take the Bills on this one. Pains me to say it, but Josh Allen didn't look all that bad this week.
He didn't look all that good this week either. I mean,
he threw only one pick.
He's going to get hurt. He shouldn't have to be throwing picks.
It happens, though. Like,
I know, but he threw, what, three picks?
Yeah. But that was last week.
Yeah. Not this week. He's going to get hurt going airborne one of these times.
Yeah.
No way he's doing it.
No.
But I am going to take the Bills. Washington Commanders aren't performing their best.
That's not really saying much. They're not very good.
Yeah. Who's your QB?
Sam Howell.
Okay.
I'm going to have... Yeah. Bills defense is really good, and I don't think Washington's offense is going to be able to do much against it. So I'm going to take Bills.
Next up, I think, probably going to be the matchup of the week.
Yeah.
But the Vikings versus the Chargers. Tough loss against the Titans. I don't know how the Titans actually were able to pull that off. Ryan Tannehill actually was very good. I think Titans. I'm gonna talk about Titans. I'll get to that later. But Chargers tough loss. I think what needs to happen is don't always look for Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Like, he started getting to Joshua Palmer, but I think you also want to look to Garrett Everett, too.
And he was.
I know he was, but not as much. Like, I feel like.
But every time he did, he got at least 15 exactly yards. He got, like, five times. But they're it's not going to be every time he's going to be able to do that. Sometimes he's going to get tackled for loss because not everyone's doing their job. And when they are doing their job, might go for 5, might go for 10, depending on whatever the play design is.
One player. Talking about just in general, because he usually...
He was spreading the ball around. His main target was Keenan Allen, but on the other hand, he was scoring and performing well when he was getting the ball. Had 2 touchdowns in the first half. And they started to get everyone involved more throughout the game, and Gerald Everett got a few targets in the dropped an easy pass, though. Don't know why he wasn't able to hold on to that, went right through his hands. But he wouldn't go down. He would get at least 10 yards after the catch, depending on who was there to tackle him, and yeah. But I'm gonna take the Vikings. Well, is Austin Eckler gonna be back?
I think so. Questionable.
Then I'm gonna take the Chargers. I don't think Vikings have good players for fantasy points, but they're not.
Exactly.
They're not
fantasy
good for
points. Doesn't always a defense like that's not always the best. The game works. Fantasy is just for one particular player. Not a full.
But I'm gonna have to take. Again, depending on if Eckler plays or if Eckler doesn't play, I'm gonna take Chargers. Next matchup, we have the Jets, the Pats. I'm gonna take. I would take the Jets if Aaron Rodgers.
We just haven't seen the Pats.
I haven't seen too many special things.
Well, they had a good game.
I haven't seen too many. Yeah, but they can't close a game. If it's a close game, then Jets are gonna win every day because Pats can't figure out how to close games. So I'm gonna take Pats. But I'm not super confident in that answer. Simply because they are not good in general, but they're not good winning close games.
So we're both taking Pats. I mean, yes, we're okay. Not gonna be they're not the best. Miami versus Broncos, I think it's kind of a no-brainer.
Miami. Russell Wilson wasn't looking too bad, though.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's actually slinging the ball. The ball around, he had, I don't know, right now he has, 3 passing touchdowns?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take Miami on this one. Tua was looking good. Got a couple of good throws to Tyreek and Jalen Waddle. I think if they continue with this chemistry, they're a good team. Take Miami.
Yes,
Miami. Next matchup, Colts. The Colts and the Ravens. Anthony Richardson, but he has a concussion. Maybe.
No, he's not.
Then I'm taking Ravens.
He looks like a whiplash type of
concussion. Well, I'm gonna take Ravens on this one.
The Ravens look good against the Bengals. Odell Beckham Jr. He actually was having some pretty good catches.
Before he got hurt.
Did he get hurt?
Yeah. Probably. But Lamar was looking good on the run. Mark Andrews had a good touchdown. Team's coming together. We're looking good as a team this year. Beat the Bengals. Yeah. I'm going to take the Ravens.
Next up, we got Tennessee versus the Browns. I think I'm taking the Titans.
Derrick Henry is very, very sneaky.
Limited touches.
Pretty sneaky. He had 18 points.
I don't understand how.
Yeah, that's why. Like, he's not getting touchdowns. He's just getting a bunch of yards. Which hasn't looked bad. I don't mind him not getting as many touches if he's doing this with the ball. But I think that Tennessee has a good shot of winning this one.
Yeah. I think Sean Watson's going to have a decent game. I think Tennessee, from their performance, they're going to come out with a win.
Yeah, I'll take Titans.
Next up, we got Cowboys versus the Cardinals. You know,
I'm going to take Cardinals.
Cardinals all day, every day. Cowboys isn't your year. Never going to be your year. Playoffs, never going to happen. Well, it's taking Cowboys in the other way.
Yeah, I'm going to take Cowboys.
I'm taking Cowboys.
Jinx.
No. Yes, you're good in the regular season. But once you get to the playoffs, it's going to be the opposite team.
Dak Prescott to mess everything up.
Oh, yeah, just got to run it down the middle, slide, you know, just got to take your precious little time.
Yep.
Blame it all on the ref for, getting in your way.
Yep.
All this good stuff. Yep.
Yep. Well, I'm going to take Cowboys. It's also the Cardinals.
Defense is good, though.
Debatable.
The defense is so good.
It's very debatable that the Cardinals are the worst team in football. So, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Joshua Dobbs is actually slaying the ball around. We got the Lions versus the Falcons. Taking the Lions on this one.
That call was horrendous.
It should be 2-0 right now.
That call was not very good. He is very unintelligente. But, I'm going to have to take Lions on this one. Jared Goff keeps slinging the ball like he is to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra.
He's never going to slow down, and they're going to run away with this game. It's going to be a blowout.
Rattles look good. Next up, we got the Jaguars versus the Houston Texans.
I'm taking the Jaguars.
Travis
Etienne, your brother's insane, but we'll just say you're a little bit better. So, I'm going to have to take the Jaguars on this one. If they give Etienne the ball more, and he does better, produces more yards after touch, I think
also,
they're...
Also, quarterback, the difference between C.J. Stroud and...
Davis Mills.
No.
Who's the other quarterback?
No, I'm talking about the difference between C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is so much better. Yes, you're a rookie boy. Still gonna play to what people are expecting you to play at.
Yeah.
Or even better.
I'm kidding. I'm going to take Jags.
Yeah, I'm taking Jags.
Bye-bye. We want to give a special shout-out to one of our podcast sponsors, Fremont Pizzeria. Located in Fremont, New Hampshire, you can dine in, order takeout, or delivery. Having a party and don't want to cook? No worries. Call Fremont Pizzeria for all of your catering needs. Let them know the CB Show sent you. Fremont Pizzeria. It's more than just a pizza place.
You guys know what time it is. Football trivia time. When I say football, you guys are going to say trivia. Football!
Trivia!
Football!
Trivia!
Football!
Trivia!
Let's do this! What college has produced the most NFL players in history?
Alabama. Who?
You can get one more guess.
No. Who?
Notre Dame. Alabama and Georgia are high producers too.
That's definitely not true. Okay. Maybe in the 1800s. This one is so easy. Are you joking?
Just go. I'll get it wrong.
No, you're not going to get it wrong. Which player has the biggest NFL contract in history?
Like, what do you mean by contract?
Like dollar amount for 10 years.
I'm overthinking it.
Don't.
Tom Brady?
No.
You see? Patrick Mahomes.
Tom Brady is also like farts dust, so that's a big one.
Okay, next up. How much do NFL refs make?
I'm gonna say $75,000.
Alright, let's go higher or lower. Higher.
$100,000.
Higher.
200,000.
A little bit higher.
215,000.
Lower.
210,000.
A little lower.
205,000.
Yep. Pretty good. Per year.
Sounds like a pretty good salary. Yeah. Per year, that's like September, October, November, December, January. 6 months. That's a year. True or false, John Madden never had a losing record in his 10 seasons as a head coach. True. He finished his coaching career with an overall of 112-39-7. But you didn't know that?
Was it true, though?
I was talking to them. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Make sure to come back next week for even more content. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit that like button.
Subscribe to our podcast and download each episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at thecv.show. And one more shout out to the Junior Division JV team.
Blue 80s at hype!